After we got everything in that we prepared for this little storm that was coming, Terry sewed us up in this tent. She went and sewed us up in this tent all the way back around.
I'm glad we didn't have a fire then, for real, because we sure could have.
Yeah. Okay, so you're living in a tent up on a hill. Where were you?
Across from Trade Winds up in
the
woods.
Oh, the Trade Winds camp.
Yeah, the Trade Winds camp up on the hill there.
And you know, you've been hearing from people, the weather's coming.
Yeah.
And so you...
And everybody's gone, you know, everybody's gone. So
the rest of the campsite's gone.
Most of them gone.
Because
there's only
a
couple
of going to these homeless shelters that they were coming and picking them up and taking them to the warming shelters.
Yeah, but we didn't want to go.
So we didn't want... I don't know why we didn't want to go, but...
Getting me in the wheelchair.
With the wheelchair.
It's so cold outside.
We were comfortable, actually.
We was actually comfortable.
We kind of really didn't believe it was going to be that bad, you know? And we were tough. We'd been doing it this long, you know?
How
I say
long
this
had
long,
you been
just
doing
a couple
it?
Of months.
Yeah, we went a long time adventure.
But I just felt like, well, you know, I mean, we didn't have any other choice, really. It's too much trouble to get. We were really at the end of our rope, and I think we kind of didn't care if we just, we had it in our mind, I think, that we were going to just die there anyway, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us didn't see any other way out. We couldn't get up and down that hill very much longer. My hips were hurting really bad from pushing the wheelchair. I couldn't do it today if I had to because the hips are gone now. But I was pushing that wheelchair up this terribly slippery, dangerous hill that was just a mudslide.
Mudslide. You've got maybe some ice already started.
Terrible.
And you're trying to get a wheelchair.
There were days that we'd push and cry and push and stop and cry a minute. Readjust, put something under the wheel, cry a little more, push again, get 6 more inches, do it all again.
On a bad day, how long would that take you?
On a bad day, sometimes it took us 45 minutes to get from the bottom of the hill
up to our tent.
So you don't want to leave once you get in there.
Right.
No, you don't.
You know this is coming, everybody's taken off, so you're feeling kind of, I would imagine, isolated.
Yeah.
You put blankets all over.
Yeah.
So you've taken every resource you have. You cover up the tent layer.
Right. And we had we had a little propane for our little buddy propane heater that we had. And that's what they call it, little buddy. And but we didn't have much of it, and we had
I think we had only like 3 or 4 tanks of it.
Yeah.
The little one with the little green?
Yeah.
Okay. And one more thing, when he said you cut a hole, did you actually cut a hole in, like...
Yeah, the zipper on the tent was broken.
Okay.
So it was just a flap there, so I really had to sew it up.
What'd you sew it with?
That was another thing. So I figured a way to take Kroger sacks, and they're really strong. I didn't know it. And when you pull them and stretch them, and I was just trying to just, I had to have something and to make something to tie. And I took 2 holes on either side. You know, I poked 2 holes, and I'm like, you know, I'm thinking of an Indian teepee is what exactly. And my granddaddy, I'm Indian, and I'm tough, and I can do this. And I'm thinking of like a bone, and, you know.
So what'd you poke the holes with?
I poked the holes with a knife.
Okay.
A knife and poked the holes. And then
I stretched
the Kroger bags, and I made crisscross loops out of them. And, and I tied us in there like that.
Yeah, boys.
I braided us in, and then I loosened it up to get back out. And then we tightened back up. But there were little bows all over the place. But it got frustrating because we had to get out. It was,
okay.
We had to untie all this shit, you know. But we
so,
were in
okay,
there,
so
and
you
it
get
was
in there.
Sweltering hot.
Okay, yeah. You've got the buddy heater. You've got it on. Then you're in
we're
a sweat
good.
Lodge at that point.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. And, well, we ran out, you know, we used hand sanitizer, and you can burn hand sanitizer in a pot. That's what we used for heat most of the time. Alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
90% alcohol, pure brain alcohol, you know, like alcohol you rub on a sore or something.
Yeah, just, you know, alcohol.
Clean an area with. You pour it in a pot and carry it, soak it in toilet paper.
And someone just told me, some other homeless person told me to do this. I've never been, this is not me, you know. I was not even, we didn't take the kids camping, you know. I didn't want to go to the Girl Scout things. I didn't want to do any of this, but it just kind of came to us when we had to do it.